Tenney a little bit more on tape. What, when you watch him on tape, what does he do especially well? What do you have to be ready for on defense?
I think he shows when he throws it, he's fearless. I think he'll throw a ball in a tight window. He's not worrying about he's made, you know, that's what happened in the game last week. He made some great throws in some tough spots, so some great coverage, really. So you have to realize that he will try to stick it in there. He's confident in his ability. He hasn't been around a long time, but he's played quite a bit to where I think he has a good confidence and obviously got a good handle on their offense and did a nice job last week. I mean, he's played in some again using the Raider game. That game, he's had some action this week. It's not like yet or this year he's played some, but. He gave him a boost in a game that I don't think many people thought they had a chance of winning, and we all know how close they came. So, he's going to be someone that you watch. You know, a lot, there's enough tape on him though to have a good feel for what he does well.
You go back and look at any old tape of the Dolphins when he was there, when you guys played against them.
Not really. I think it's more you worry about his scheme. It's not like he's going to. It's kind of different that way. If it's a coordinator or something, you're worried about something. That a defense may show or an offense, you kind of dig back, and maybe at some point Jerry might do that, and just to get a feel for some of that. But for the most part, there's enough to see, and he's going to play within their system, and he does a nice job. He sits in there. He's going to throw the ball deep. Really, most of the year they hadn't been throwing the ball deep. The other quarterback wasn't doing that. So it's something to the fact that he'll give you a little more time in that pocket to make plays. Maybe we can get the rush to him and get some pressure on him and make his day a little more miserable than it was last week.
Does that make Blackman more of a threat if they're throwing the ball deep more often now?
Well, it showed up last week for sure. And he took some plays that should have been 10-yard gains and turned them into huge plays last week. You know, the Texans missed some tackles, which is unlike them, and turned into an 80-yarder and a 60-yarder or something. So there were plays that could have been made. He turned them into them. I mean, I'm sure that's why they drafted the guy. That's why he was looked at as the best receiver in the draft last year. And he finally had a game I think they were hoping he'd have, and we got to make sure that doesn't happen again.
With Locker now having a game under his belt, having come back, is there maybe the thought of, you've seen what he can do, you can maybe expand some of the things you do on the offensive game plan?
Yeah, we haven't really gone to that game. We didn't. We had a lot of things in for him. The game fell a different way because of us getting a lead and us getting short field, so we didn't ask as much of him maybe as we did in the Detroit game. When we had to throw the ball a lot, or the Patriot game where we had to drop back more than we really wanted to. He has a great understanding of everything we're asking him to do. I think we got some good stuff in for him this week. It just depends how the game goes. If we can keep the running game going as well as we have, I think that'll make it easier for Jake and allow us to do some things in play action, which he wasn't able to do earlier in the season. I'm excited to see him play again. I mean, it seems like he hasn't played in a while. When you have a week off, yeah, we waited 6 weeks for him to play, then he played well, then it's been like another 2 weeks, and now he's going to play again. So I'm just excited to see where we're at again as a team after sitting out for a week.
Same feeling maybe with your defense, the way they put together things down in Miami?
Yeah, I mean, they have confidence. I mean, they should. We talked about a little bit today. It's just about making plays and doing the things you talk about every week, getting off the field, which they did. They did a great job on third down. They stepped in some – we got aggressive. I think once we start having some success early J-Mac pulled that ball out of Bush early in the game. I think after that we got a little more. We attacked more as individually we did. I think we attacked the ball better than we had in a while. We got some confidence maybe because we had a lead early, and the defense all of a sudden started making some big plays, and hopefully that's something we can obviously continue to do.
Do you see Cody taking on an increased role after the way he played against the Dolphins?
I think he'll stay the way it is. Depending on how much nickel, how much three receiver we get each week, it'll determine how much he plays. But he'll definitely play a lot in that package, and he's just getting better every time he's on the field and getting more confident. He's like I said, he communicates well when you have to make adjustments during plays, and he's a very confident kid for being a rookie. And I think the next 6 weeks he'll just keep getting better. But I think his role will stay more in the sub package.
He potentially, did Blackman move around a little bit where he could even end up in the slot a little bit and just ball facing in there as well?
They're going to move. Yeah, they have been. I'm sure they're going to do more things like that if they're going to throw more. I mean, it's a different Jacksonville team than we're used to. As we have here in the past, where I think with Jones-Drew hurt, it makes a big difference in the running, how they're going to attack you. In the past, they'd run the power at you 10 times in a row, and now it seems like they're passing much more than running. I think we'll see a lot more that way than we're used to seeing from this team.
Are holiday weeks any more challenging for you as a coach, and if so, how?
I just think because everyone's so used to it. I mean, it's something that you've been doing since you're growing up, especially Thanksgiving. I think maybe Christmas is a little tougher when you get to that one, but Thanksgiving's always been about football and Thanksgiving and turkey. I think, I played in my high school team. I remember watching this from the time I was 8, 9 years old, and in high school we played on Thanksgiving Day, so it always seemed like it was part of it. So I don't think it's as and plus it's nice. We're not playing obviously we're not playing the game this week, so we're here home. We'll move things up so guys can be home by early afternoon. So it turns out where we get practice, you can home watch football if you really want to, and you get a chance to be put with your family. So I think it works out well. This holiday works out pretty well for everybody.
I know you're a big family guy. You always have people over, and that's a big part of the thing for you. Is it a big deal? Is Thanksgiving big for you and your family?
Well, yeah, I think it's hard because, like you said, you're not all your family's not in town because you are working. You can't travel home and be with your mom and dad or some of your family that way, but we got a huge family here with a lot of the coaches and neighbors, and so yeah, I think it's I think everyone enjoys once we get out of here tomorrow afternoon to kind of put it behind us. Football's over for the rest of the day, and I look forward to carving that turkey. Is what I like. It's easy for me. I go home, my wife does all the work, and the house smells great when you walk in, and we're all ready to eat and enjoy the day. So she does a great job every year, and it seems like she's been doing it every year I've been in the NFL. So I look forward to it.
Off the record.
No, I think I think Kroger's always done a great job of stepping up at the holiday season and donating turkeys for Christmas. And so, I mean, I think it's something that probably just always keeps on going.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll make sure we all use that.
Yeah.